Cold exposure has become more than just a health trend, it's a movement. From professional athletes braving ice baths to wellness enthusiasts swearing by their morning cold showers, this practice has captured the attention of people seeking both physical and mental rejuvenation. It might sound intimidating at first, but the benefits of cold exposure are as invigorating as the chill itself. In this episode, we'll dive into the science and stories behind cold exposure, exploring how it can boost your health, and why you might want to take the plunge, literally. Welcome back to Health Square, where we uncover the science behind the latest health trends and age-old practices. I'm Bills, and today we're going to explore the world of cold exposure, whether it's through a quick cold shower or a full-on ice bath. The idea of voluntarily subjecting yourself to freezing temperatures might seem a bit extreme, but as we'll discover, the potential benefits are well worth the initial shock. Let's kick off with a little story that might change the way you think about cold. The science behind cold exposure. The concept of cold exposure isn't new. Ancient Romans used cold baths as part of their health routines, and the practice has been a staple in various cultures for centuries. But what's happening beneath the surface when you immerse yourself in icy water? The answer lies in your body's survival mechanisms. When exposed to cold, your body goes into a heightened state of alert, triggering a series of physiological responses designed to protect you. This includes the release of endorphins, the activation of brown fat, and a significant boost to your immune system. One of the most famous modern advocates of cold exposure is Wim Hof, known as the Iceman. Wim Hof has become something of a legend for his ability to withstand extreme cold, climbing Mount Everest in shorts. Anyone, and he credits much of his resilience to his method, which combines cold exposure, breathing exercises, and meditation. Hof's feats might seem superhuman, but his methods are grounded in principles that anyone can apply to harness the benefits of the cold. The benefits of cold exposure. Cold exposure offers a host of benefits both for your body and mind. Let's start with circulation and cardiovascular health. When you immerse yourself in cold water, your blood vessels constrict and then dilate once you warm up, improving circulation and giving your cardiovascular system a workout. Think of it as a natural, non-invasive way to give your heart a little extra exercise without the treadmill. Another major benefit is enhanced immune function. Cold exposure has been shown to boost the production of white blood cells, which are essential in defending your body against infections. Imagine waking up, stepping into a cold shower, and feeling your body's defenses gearing up for the day. This isn't just a theory. Wim Hof himself participated in a study where he demonstrated an ability to influence his immune response through his method, which includes regular cold exposure. For athletes, cold exposure is almost like a secret weapon. After an intense workout, muscles are sore and inflamed. Enter the ice bath. By plunging into cold water, athletes can reduce muscle soreness and inflammation, speeding up recovery times. This practice is so effective that you'll find ice baths in the routines of NFL players, Olympic swimmers, and other top-tier athletes. But you don't have to be a pro to benefit. Anyone who exercises regularly can use cold exposure to recover faster and perform better. Cold exposure also does wonders for mental health. The sudden shock of cold water triggers the release of endorphins, giving you that runner's high without the running. Many people who incorporate cold showers into their routine report feeling more energized, focused, and less stressed throughout the day. Wim Hof often speaks about how cold exposure helped him through personal challenges, allowing him to maintain a positive mental state even in difficult times. But perhaps the coolest benefit of cold exposure is the activation of brown fat. Unlike white fat, which stores energy, brown fat burns energy to produce heat. This means that regular cold exposure can boost your metabolism and help you burn more calories, even when you're not working out. Research shows that people who regularly expose themselves to cold have higher levels of brown fat, which can help them maintain a healthy weight. Mental resilience is another key benefit. When you step into an ice bath or stand under a cold shower, you're voluntarily putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Over time, this builds mental toughness. It's like training your mind to stay calm and composed in stressful situations, a skill that translates to every aspect of life. And let's not forget the beauty benefits. Cold water tightens the skin, reduces inflammation, and seals hair cuticles, leading to shinier, healthier-looking hair. While this might seem like a minor perk, who wouldn't want to look as good as they feel after a brisk cold shower? How to safely incorporate cold exposure. If you're intrigued, but also a little nervous about diving into cold exposure, don't worry, you don't have to start with an ice bath. Begin by incorporating cold showers into your routine. Start with your regular warm shower, and then, for the last 30 seconds to a minute, turn the water to cold. It's a shock, but it's also invigorating, and you'll feel the effects immediately. As you get used to this, you can gradually increase the time you spend under the cold water. For those ready to take it to the next level, contrast showers are a great way to ease in. Alternate between hot and cold water during your shower, which helps improve circulation and gives you a taste of the benefits without the full shock. When you're comfortable with cold showers, you might want to try an ice bath. Start with a few minutes in cold water, and as you build tolerance, you can decrease the temperature and increase the duration. Remember, it's crucial to listen to your body and never push yourself beyond what feels safe. If you're feeling adventurous and have access to a natural body of cold water, such as a lake or river, a cold plunge can be an exhilarating way to experience cold exposure. Always take safety precautions, like having someone with you, and avoid extremely cold temperatures that could be dangerous. Incorporating specific breathing techniques, like those taught by Wim Hof, can also help you manage the cold more effectively. These deep, controlled breathing exercises can calm your mind and make the cold more bearable. And finally, consistency is key. Whether it's a cold shower every morning or a weekly ice bath, establishing a routine will help you build tolerance and reap the long-term benefits. Myths about cold exposure. Before we wrap up, let's clear up a couple of myths about cold exposure. One common misconception is that cold exposure will make you sick. On the contrary, regular cold exposure can strengthen your immune system, making you less susceptible to illness. Another myth is that cold exposure is only for athletes or extreme enthusiasts. While athletes may use cold exposure to enhance performance, anyone can benefit from the practice, and it can be tailored to fit your comfort level. Conclusion: embracing the cold. Cold exposure might seem intimidating, but the potential benefits for your physical and mental health make it worth considering. Whether you're looking to boost your circulation, enhance your immune system, reduce inflammation, or build mental resilience, cold exposure could be the refreshing change your routine needs. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the benefits of cold exposure and how you can safely integrate it into your life. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, sometimes the most uncomfortable experiences can lead to the greatest growth, both physically and mentally. Until next time, stay cool and take care.